So,
this is actually number three for me and number one from LaFrost. We've been drinking at King Eddie's Saloon all fucking night. Woo! And we stopped at the...
With the hurricane.
Oh, so tell the story about the fucking hurricane.
Oh, the hurricane. I don't know. This crazy Brazilian-Mexican dude was talking about... The whole joke was, what morals do you have? You either... Okay, so you're in your hurricane, which is a Cadillac. Apparently, it only holds one or some shit. And so
he's rolling in his hurricane, and he does the fucking motion with his arm and his hand, like he's fucking rolling deep. He's rolling low in his fucking Cadillac hurricane.
In his six-foot.
Dude, right there's a mic, man. Or right here.
Anyway,
this one.
So
use this one.
He was rolling in his hurricane, and the whole joke is, what are your morals about, like? Okay, so apparently he's rolling in his hurricane, which is a Cadillac, and it only holds
one person.
I guess one person. I don't know if that one means person. The driver.
And you come to a stop, and you got three people. Number one is an old lady who's going to die any fucking second. Number two is a fucking dude who saved your life once. He's your best friend.
Your best friend that saved your life one time.
And then number three is the girl of your dreams or the man.
The man of your dreams. Like the complete,
or both.
The complete or both. Man.
If you're into that type of shit, then yeah, both.
So, ew.
And then the question is, which one would you pick up? And the fucked up shit. And because this is King Eddie's Saloon and it's Skid Row and there's all kinds of crazy motherfuckers down there. There was no answer to the question, so it was completely pointless, and that's what I love about it.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that place, they got like a bathroom that you gotta get buzzed into like you're at a fucking bank and shit. What the fuck is that? Some high security.
It's after hours at
shit.
The ATM.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was gnarly. That was sad.
Okay, can we play a song? I want to play,
What do you want to play?
Okay, so let's talk about what happened tonight. Then this guy comes in, okay? This fucking black dude.
I missed this whole part because I was in the smoking booth.
Yes, you were. Okay, so this black guy comes in with a... Did he have a fucking pick in his fucking fro?
I don't know, but he had some, dread braids.
And so he had his fucking pants past his boxers, and he was all bandaged up and shit, and he had a bunch of blood on him and shit, and then he was all... The guy was all... The security guard was like, dude... He was like, let me get a beer, homie, buy me a beer.
Hey,
like,
man.
Talking outside to his homie.
It's just blood, man. What
and
the
he
fuck?
Was like, he was like, homie, buy me a beer. I thought you were going to buy me a beer. And then he had a bunch of blood, mind you, on all over himself, all over the bandages and shit. And then
He had bandages on?
Yeah, he had bandages on. And then he was like, the security guard's like, no, dude, like, you have blood all over you. What the fuck? And the guy was all like... No, dude, what fucking blood?
What blood, man? What the fuck?
What are you talking about? You're totally crazy. I got no blood on me. And he was totally covered in blood. What the fuck?
That's fucking great.
Oh, my God. It was fucking fantastic.
So what do you think actually happened with that guy? What do you think led up to that point in time where he's like,
you know what?
I got some blood on me, but right about now I could go for a fucking beer at King Eddie's Saloon.
Yeah, you know. But
never mind the blood.
I think what happened was he was on the bus.
It was pimping gone bad.
He was on the bus, and he smoked some crack right before he got on the bus.
Okay.
And then he fucking got crazy, and some fucking, 76-year-old Mexican man fucking got all crazy on him and shit.
Stabbed
him. You know that fucking,
So there was
YouTube?
One guy that got crazy and then another guy that also got crazy.
Yes, they both got...
On the bus.
Double crazy on the metro.
They both got crazy. They both got crazy. Dude, doesn't that sound awesome? Listen to this. They both got crazy.
Oh, man, that fucking sounds
they
awesome.
They both got crazy. Isn't that amazing? They both got crazy, nigga, nigga, what? They both got crazy, nigga,
no,
nigga,
Edward.
Who? What? Okay, I can't.
You almost busted into a rap.
I know. This is what happens.
What song is this?
AOM, Angry Old Men.
So what else happened tonight?
Jeremy.
We stopped at a hipster bar called The Falls, which is like right outside my fucking door. And
and somebody tried
LaFrost
to,
tried wait, telling a guy who wasn't Filipino a bunch of Filipino jokes. She's like, oh, you're Filipino, right? I know your people. And then she started fucking saying some. Hi. What was one of the jokes?
One of my jokes was, okay, what do you call two Filipino pilots?
Right.
What do you call two Filipino pilots?
I don't know. What do you call two Filipino pilots?
A pair of pliers. Do you get it? A pair of pliers? Because, like...
Explain the joke.
Like, in Filipino language, in Tagalog or whatever, like, Filipinos, PH is, like, considered an F in, like... So... What, babe, what is it?
I have no fucking idea, but the dude was looking at you like...
He's like, I'm not even Filipino. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, wait, let me say something really quick. No, 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 no. Let me say something really quick. No, no, he wanted to share his cocaine with me. Wait, babe, can I talk to you for a second? You don't even understand the sacrifices that I make for you, because I'm a free spirit, remember?
Oh, so now you're gonna put me out like that, huh?
Oh, shit.
And like... I just want to do a little coke. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. It's not that big. It's not that big of a deal.
Sorry, sweetheart, but that shit it ain't gonna happen.
It rots your teeth out.
Yeah.
I have rotten teeth anyways. So.
Well then.
All right, I give up.
Whatever.
I don't know how to entertain the world.
Straight airing your own dirty laundry and shit.
So that guy actually, showed you a little bag, right? Okay, LaFrost
microphone
just went outside. You don't have to go outside to smoke a cigarette.
She just wants to get out of here because she's all embarrassed about the cocaine thing.
Oh,
the Filipino
shit.
Joke. She's all shy about it.
Get on the microphone.
I'm like the Nazi boyfriend, I guess, because I wanted to do cocaine.
All right, let me explain to you.
Man, that's okay. Rough.
All right, you guys, listen up here. All right, let me tell you guys a little story here. Okay, so...
Tell us your story.
My boyfriend, Moses Rodriguez with no middle name, all right, he does not let me do cocaína, okay? Cocaine.
Yeah.
But that, you know,
okay,
a lot
so
of people would consider
that
actually a good thing.
Okay, but he also thinks that when I call my dog Queequee, that's gay. I don't
Why is that?
Know.
I don't
totally
even know what that means.
Queequee. Queequee. Oh,
what does that
no,
mean?
Oh, no, no. Queequee, Queequee.
What does that mean?
What the fuck?
What is
fucking gay, dude.
What does
Shut
that mean?
Up. Why
totally
you...
gay.
God,
Sorry.
Babe.
My bad.
God.
That was gay.
He's so gay. Okay, can I play a song now?
You gotta tell me what song you wanna play.
Okay. Let's play. What songs do you have? Can you play Blowfly? Okay, Blowfly is this fucking...
I didn't get a chance to rip that one, so pick another one.
Yeah, so...
What ones did you rip, buddy?
What the fuck was that?
Not the ones you wanted.
That's nice, babe. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the shakes.
What was the one that you gave me, the red?
Look at my eyebrows. Did you see that guy's eyebrows in the bar, at the bar? At the
so what's the thing with the eyebrows? You've been talking about that all night. Is that an inside joke? It sounds like it.
I guess.
She does this. I'm totally about the eyebrows.
Gay eyebrow thing.
Oh, okay.
She goes.
I go like, and then do the eyebrows up and down as I do that at the same time. Just like I do, like, you know the Chia Pet jingle? Okay, let's talk about the Chia Pet jingle. Okay, who wants to go in on me with, let's start a company that does jingles for, like, different,
give me an example of a jingle that you would come up with.
Chichichales.
Do it.
Oh, no. No, like.
Like a Mexican jingle company.
Like tapatio, 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 like that. Can you hear me, Moses? Moses. Okay.
What?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
What are we listening to?
This is the California Tax CD that your boyfriend gave.
This is Moses's shit. Yes. Can we play some of my shit?
Yeah. What do you want?
Okay. What do you have? That's mine that you ripped, nigga.
Fucking Ike Mouse.
Okay. Let's play. Ooh, wadu demo, wadu dem dem dem. Ooh, wadu demo, wadu dem dem dem. Whoa. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. I'm Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Ho.
I saw Ike Mouse in Malibu a few times at this place.
Wow.
Fuck, what the place is called? The Malibu Inn. And it's always a really good show.
Damn,
the whole fucking crowd gets into it, man.
Hawaii. What the fuck?
Hawaii? No, Malibu.
Oh, Malibu. Oh, wadu dem, oh, wadu dem, dem, dem. Oh, oh. Oh.
So, LaFrost, what have you been up to? I haven't seen you in a long time.
I've been blind. I've been in blind for a long, long time. Oh, shit. I cannot see. I'm fucking Helen Keller. I don't give a fuck. Oh. Wait. Put my shirt close. I'm in the O.
So, I'm gonna pack up this bong and are you gonna take a hit?
Where the weed at? Let me hit that. Where the weed at? Where the weed at? Let me hit that. Where the smoke at? I want to smoke that. Where the weed at? Let me hit that. Oh.
Here you go. Take a nice bong, Rick, right into the microphone.
And I'm me too tall. She's too short, and I'm me too tall.
So, I want to tell the story about the first time that I met you. You might not even know the fucking whole story, but I remember seeing 8-Bit over at the Blue Bongo Cafe on,
Blue Bongo?
Yeah, fucking, what was it called? Pedro's Blue Bongo Cafe.
Over on. I'm gonna take another hit of this if you don't come get it right now.
Oh, shit.
I mean, oh.
And you guys played at this place, and, you know, it was fun, and then fucking the first time that I met you was at, what's that fucking bar in Highland Park?
Mr. T's?
Yeah, Mr. T's. And it was me and Terry Miller at the time, and we came in and we asked you if you wanted to smoke weed.
How did you guys hear about us, though?
I can't even remember why I was at...
How did we cross our paths?
It was, I saw you at the Blue Bongo Cafe, and
I don't remember playing in Blue Bongo.
You definitely did, trust me.
I don't believe no Blue Bongo happened.
It was on First, right before the fucking...
Blue Bongo? No.
Yes.
I don't remember no blue bongo, Jeremy.
You were there. Little Pedro's Blue Bongo Cafe.
Oh, Little
yeah,
Pedro.
Little Pedro's.
Little Pedro's.
Who
that place used
that?
To be a whorehouse back in the day.
Did
really?
You say that, babe? Little Pedro's is that is where we played one time when Fanny Pack's DJ played that night, and I was so fucking into. Let me tell you, this
tell
is
me.
Kind of embarrassing. Let me tell you a little bit, but you know what? I'm gonna fucking lay my shit right out right now.
Lay it out.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Okay, check it out. Okay, so at that time, I remember we went to go play at fucking Little Pedro's and fucking that Stacey Ferguson, that Fergie shit came out like Lumps was my lumps at. Or what's that song? The Lumps Humps was
where my...
You know
where
what
are
I mean?
My lumps at?
Where's my scrumps?
That's,
you know,
that's
you
ridiculous.
Know what I'm talking about?
Where are my scrumps?
Where am I scrubbed?
Anyway, so,
okay, so
you were into that shit.
Deader.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened to the fucking weed?
I'm playing some shit.
Oh, what? Let's play some Dr. Dre, Negro.
Okay.
Let's talk about that day that we did mushrooms like tomorrow. We will be doing mushrooms just to
let's
let
talk
you
about that time that we did mushrooms like tomorrow.
Like what is going to happen tomorrow? Okay, no, but they intercrossed. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe. Yeah, so you guys played a show somewhere here downtown, and I don't even fucking remember where it was. It wasn't too far from here, and I remember there being like an outdoor patio thing, and I gave you a bunch of mushrooms.
Can I play some music while we're talking about this?
Yeah, what music? This is fucking Dr. Dre.
Okay, cool. No, it's not.
It's Dr. Dre, We Want Easy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands.
So what I remember is the Mr. Keys, because that's the first time we actually met. When I saw you at Little Pedro's Blue Bongo Cafe, that was the first time I found out about 8-Bit.
Was that the same night that I was all on Stacey Ferguson's jock?
No, I don't know anything about that shit.
Do you know who Stacey Ferguson is? That's Fergie. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. Okay, so let me tell you guys a
little
story.
I'm not hip with the scene.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you were, okay, if you were, you know who Fergie is from the Black Eyed Peas, okay?
Right.
And I went to high school with her.
Oh, okay? Yeah?
So, yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
It's funny. I got a little story about that.
Okay, tell me.
So, when I was in 11th grade, I look like a white chick or whatever, but I'm Mexican, and some cholas were... I had them for PE, and they were, like, hitting volleyball, like, balls out of the thing, the court,
yeah.
Or whatever. And they were doing that to people, just, like, punking them or whatever, right? And so they tried to do that to me, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna go fucking, like, you guys did that, you know, on purpose, so that sucks, you know? I'm not gonna go fucking chase that shit, because... You guys, like...
Were they trying to bully you into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they were trying to bully me into, like, going to get the fucking ball, right? And so this fucking chola chick...
You were standing for that shit.
Yeah, she looked like... Okay, let me tell you. She looked like a fat little chubby witch, okay, with fucking pimples that were, like, fucking dark purple from putting so much fucking makeup on.
It's called acne vulgaris.
Yeah. Acne vulgaris, negros. Okay.
And what happened then?
Okay, so They were trying to kick my ass, and my mom got scared, and then she took me to Wilson High School in Hacienda Heights, and that's where Stacey Ferguson was. She was
so the
like
moral of the story is, if somebody's fucking with you at school, just go to another school. Right?
Well, that's what my mom thought the solution was, but then this little Asian guy broke my camera. That's another story. That's a whole another episode. Episode 4, Negro. Yo, man, you wasn't born in 73.
Why you be lying about your age? I was born. Why you be lying 74? About your age?
Shit. Get this fool out of here. And that shit is true. Why you always cussing on your records? Man, who are you, Gene Autry or something? I just do that to get my point across. Now I want to know who you came to see. How do you work this contraption?
Oh, shit. Be careful with that lighter. Many of people have gave themselves third-degree burns on that lighter.
Okay, so
I want to hear a story, LaFrost. So tell me a good story.
About Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Right, okay, there you go.
Right, so I went to high school with her in 11th grade.
What high school?
Wilson High School in Hacienda Heights.
All right.
Off of Pepperbrook. And so my cousin Jocelyn, one of my closest cousins, she totally did not like her. And she was Stacey Ferguson, which is Fergie. She like was all like white and like cheerleader type and shit. But what's funny is in her video, she's all like, oh, trying to be all like Chicana and shit, like all like with big old fucking door knocker earrings and shit, which she totally was not like at all, because she like was in like Kids Incorporated. Remember that shit?
Oh my God, man! When I was a little kid, there was a chick that maybe it was the chick that I liked. There was this chick in Kids Incorporated. She was dark skinned. Like she was kind of like my first exposure to like a girl who was not just completely white. Was this chick on Kids Incorporated?
There.
And I had a fucking big crush on her.
She's all ethnic and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
my first exposure to some ethnicity.
Babe. All exotic to your ass.
Yeah.
In, like, Kansas. So, all right,
that's
from?
It. I'm going to smoke
fucking
this shit.
Pennsylvania.
Since you guys it's don't fucking want to fucking involve yourselves and shit.
I want to hit that. Guess not.
Hit it.
That was beautiful. Whoa. That was weird. Okay, what else are you going to play?
I'm playing back Black Sabbath right now.
Yes, please. Oh, my God.
Not exactly sure what else to play.
Jeremy?
You don't, yes.
Moses? Moses knows. Moses knows. You ask Moses and Moses knows.
He knows his...
In disguise. Or you're gonna die.
Frosty, who sings that song again?
The fuck up. You know what? Black Sabbath?
Keep it that way.
Black Sabbath is the fucking shit. I don't give a shit. I fucking love Black Sabbath right here, right now. I'm proclaiming my love for Black Sabbath for forever, por vida. I'm serious, like, Ozzy, you are the fucking best. Ain't no Black Sabbath without Ozzy, motherfucker.
What is it about Black Sabbath you like?
Because you know what? It's so fucking, it's like so, like, deep. It's fucking, it's deep, nigger. It's fucking deep. No, I'm serious. Listen to this shit. Should I take another hit? Electric funeral. Electric funeral.
Nice.
This is my favorite song. Did you know? Did you know?
Seriously, I did not know that.
That is my favorite song. Probably one of my favorite songs in the entire universe. One of my favorite of all time songs.
So one of the things I remember that to me is...
Hold on.
Put on the headphones. Okay. One of the things I remember that I thought was a special LaFrost moment was when we were at that fucking karaoke bar and somewhere in Highland Park. It was just a bunch of old fucking people. It was you, me, and Jolene. And you did White Rabbit, man, and you did it fucking perfect.
She always does that song.
Yeah, that's my shit.
You do it good, though.
That's my shit.
You do a real good White Rabbit.
I should charge people to watch that shit.
Exactly.
I'm serious. Like, I fucking feel that shit. You guys don't know what happens to me when I fucking sing that song.
Chalice.
I fucking... Fuck you, Moses. Burn. That fucking sucks, dude. Do not use my own shit fucking towards me. That is fucking...
Dude, you told me I could.
That is fucking ruthless. Hell no. That is fucking scandalous.
A CS, please.
Damn. All right, so I'm having a fun time at the podcast. How about you guys?
I'm having a good time. taking another rip.
So sometimes I look at my boyfriend, and I sometimes think in my head that he kind of looks like Kiko from the fucking El Chapulín Colorado.
Chespirito,
dummy. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, babe.
What does that mean, translate?
Some fucking Mexican shit.
Oh, okay. That's the translation.
Like a comedy type show, skit show.
Oh, yeah?
Some fucking grown-up people, grown-up Mexicans trying to act like children.
This show is rad.
It's all right.
It is. I'm very proud of my culture. Okay.
Lies. Just play.
No.
So what am...
Hola, Miss Santana.
I was thinking about going to Juarez on my cross-country trip, but...
You're crazy. I don't know.
People are telling me that that's a really bad idea.
You shouldn't do that.
You're gonna get kidnapped or killed.
Don't do that,
because
I
want to
see you again. And we got to do another podcast, dude. I was going
to... You know, but I go to Tijuana all the time, and people feel the same way about Tijuana, and it's like... I don't know. I guess Juarez is pretty bad, though.
Hey, okay, let's talk about... Okay, let me bring up something, you guys. Okay. So, tonight, I was telling this Asian dude about some Filipino jokes, because I thought it was Filipino.
We already talked about it.
But, like, I know. Wait, hold on. But then I wanted to go back into, like, talking about the Coke that you didn't let me do. Let's talk...
You love cocaine because you had a song about it.
A couple of songs about it.
What was the other ones?
There
was one called Cocaine.
LEFROST. Do you have cocaine for me?
Oh, right.
Is it clean or is it cut? Was it a dump balloon that came out your butt? Walking down the street, looking for the yayo. I got it off my man, the one-armed cholo. After I do coke. Then I drink a beer. I smelled it in my nose and smelled it in my ear. Rah! Like that.
Yeah.
Or like, Donkey Dang Dingleberry Doppelganger Douche. Godzilla Gumball Gang Banging Gonorrhea Goose. Donkey Dang Dingleberry Doppelganger Douche. Godzilla Gumball Gang Banging Gonorrhea Goose.
Nice.
What the hell is that?
What's a gonorrhea goose?
I don't know. Don't ask me no questions without I'll tell you no lies.
Sounds gross.
Let's don't talk about that. What are you guys talking about?
I'm just going to keep playing songs randomly.
This is a great podcast. What is it called again?
Podcast. I was drunker the other night, actually, because...
You're drinking
that fucking
Cisco
pushed me over the edge.
Where's the ashtray?
My head.
Shit. I don't know where the ashtray is. outside, I guess.
Crazy. Oh, let's play some. Can we play some?
What?
Chicks on Speed?
Is oh, that that's, on the, that's the one I did rent.
I wanna play some Chicks on Speed. Okay. Because this is a good band that everybody's got to hear. Some of their shit's really corny, but some of their shit's fucking great.
Trash.
No, not this song. This is a song I was hoping that you wouldn't play, which is funny. No, let's play some of the first. Yeah, this is good.
This one sounds cool.
This one's good. You should turn it up. What happened? Gosh.
Oh, Boo Boo came back on.
About something.
All right, bring it up.
Okay.
Don't let her talk.
Okay. No. No, you know what? I think it's bullshit that fucking guy musicians are fucking haters on fucking girl musicians. Because seriously, like, if there was no devil, there would be no God. So you have to believe in the fucking evil to fucking believe in the good.
Is this just something from a personal experience or? I mean, I don't feel like...
Okay, let me tell you something. My grandmother used to always put the nacimiento. Do you know what that is?
A what?
Like, during Christmas, like, my grandma would put, like, the... Like,
the scene of the nativity.
Yeah, the nativity scene. Lies. And then she would always put the fucking devil right there, right?
What was
and
that
I would
for?
Always trip out and be like, Mom, Dad, why... Why is the devil right there? Why would you want that there? And then they would say, if there was no good, there could be no evil. So if you believed in the good, you believe in the evil the same. You know what I mean?
Okay.
God, never mind.
But what's actually the story behind that, right? Lucifer used to be an angel in heaven.
Yes.
And Lucifer said...
Maybe
I would
you
rather
more fucking Bible stories than I did because he grew up fucking Seventh Day Evangelist, some fucking crazy ass fucking.
Cindy grew up Jehovah Witness too.
Oh,
right?
That's crazy. Yeah. See, what the fucking crazy Mexicans.
But Lucifer said, "I would rather reign in hell than to serve in heaven." And
nine,
that was
eight,
the beginning
seven,
of hell,
six,
right?
Five, 11, 11, 11. Whoa.
What is this?
Chicks on Speed. Okay, you could change it. Let's play some. What about the Velvet Underground? Or what about Blowfly? No,
I don't have
this
that.
This is crazy. You want to fast forward this because some, like, outer
still
body
still trying to figure out how this fucking shit all works.
Whoa.
So, Jeremy, you have mushrooms?
I have some chocolate mushrooms from San Francisco.
I don't want none right now.
I do. I want some. Pick me.
You don't know. You
know
obviously
what?
Don't have to work tomorrow. I
don't.
Do.
I'm on disability. My eyes are broken.
Yeah.
My eyes are broken.
Fuck. That sucks.
It sucks. But who cares? I can still listen to music. But let's put it on something else, like,
Tell me what?
Let's listen to some punk rock.
Like what?
Tweaker chick music.
Ew. You know what, Moses? Take gotta fucking open your fucking mind, ese.
Orale,
do I need to fucking
mind,
talk to you like a fucking cholo or what? You gotta fucking open your mind, ese, right? Because they call me whispers. Dame un frajito.
You're not shy, girl?
Mousy.
Mousy.
La flaquita.
Cindy knows
la
a mousy.
Gordita. I'm a more gordita than a flaquita. But I'm cool with that. I'm down with that. I'm okay.
Don't burn yourself.
All right. Do we have any Ramones? I'd like to listen to the Ramones. Or, hey, can you look on the internet and get some Suburban Lawns? You know, this is the Doors.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't have any Ramon.
No okay.
Ramon. Yes.
Well, I will go. Alright. Oh, do you have White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane? Because I could do Care. God, I'm such a fucking ham. I'm sorry.
I don't know, you ain't about to karaoke that shit right now.
Yeah. In the city of lies. What about the bounty hunter? I'm the dog, the big bad dog.
What song is that?
Oh my god.
She's a big time dog, the bounty hunter.
Damn.
I'm the dog, the big bad dog, the bounty hunter.
Listening to some DRI?
Yep. I love DRI.
Everybody does, and they should. If they don't, then fuck them very much.
I used to fucking host DRI's website.
Really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Bands.
I saw DRI on my 13th birthday.
Wow. How old are you, Jeremy?
I'm 34.
Okay, wait, let's talk about the first time that we met each other. Let me explain something. The first time that I thought I met you was at the Echo when you fucking packed a bowl and gave it to me on stage when I was on stage rapping.
Actually,
Do you remember that
was a great fucking show because I was out of my mind on that show.
Dude, I
was the fucking smoke machine on the side of the stage, man, because I was just smoking so much weed right at the stage and fucking blowing the smoke up on stage and shit.
And I was like, I fucking was like, oh, this guy just gave me a fucking bowl of weed and I'm fucking rapping.
I'm in the middle
smoking
of my fucking song and there's a bowl flying up at me.
And I even said it, right?
You shouldn't
Do you
complain
remember
about
that?
That.
I wasn't complaining, babe.
I know
right?
You weren't, but nobody should.
I know you weren't, but what was
I?
Right,
watch out, check you out. Eh?
Anyways.
Kick back.
Fuck, man.
Kick back.
Anyways. So, yeah. So that's the first time I remember. And then I went outside and you were like, had a big old fucking Ziploc gallon bag full of fucking shrooms or some shit.
Really?
Or weed, or I don't fucking remember. And I was like, yeah, this guy's my best friend.
Something illegal.
Yeah. With that chick with the curl. Oh, what's not
chick
talk
with
about?
The curl?
The chick with the curly hair? Never mind. Let's not talk about that.
I don't even remember that.
I Let's play something else.
What do you want to play?
Let's play some, like rap or something. Can I or what, Moses Rodriguez?
Ain't up to it.
Oh, shit.
Hello, can I speak with Bushwick Bill?
Hello, this is Bushwick. Motherfucking Bill.
Yes, sir. I'm calling to inform you that you've been drafted into the United States military.
The United States wants me for what?
Excuse me, sir.
It's coming back. So, I gotta ask you a question because I was wondering if this was actually true. Fucking Kelly told me this story about how he hung out with Bushwick Bill and, like, went up on stage with Bushwick Bill and was fucking singing Ghetto Boys songs with Bushwick. And that Bushwick, like, he describes it like this. He says, yeah, man, we just told Bushwick to come with us. And he's like, aight. And he just fucking says that, like, and then Bushwick just went and fucking hung out with him and shit.
Okay, well, I have a funny story about Bushwick Bill. Okay. So
any,
like,
fucking story about Bushwick Bill is gonna be a funny story.
Okay, so I got pretty drunk, you know? Like, at this fucking club that we were gonna play, or this it was a fucking taco shack in Long Beach, okay? Like, in downtown Long Beach or whatever the fuck. And, like, I saw this little fucking, like, midget crippled dude, like, with one eye and shit, like, all fucking being videotaped and shit. And at the time, this is when, like, I was saying, like, suck my dick a lot. I don't know why the fuck I would say that.
Right, the point in your life where you were asking people to suck your dick.
I was telling people to suck my dick and shit, you know? And so I told fucking Bushwick Bill to suck my dick, and then he was like, what? Are you a fucking hermaphrodite? And I was like, oh my. And he was, oh man, he fucking started capping on me so fucking hard, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude. And I was like, just thinking in my fucking head, like, dude, I could cap on you so fucking hard. First of all, you're a fucking midget, fucking blind-eyed, one fucking having-eyed motherfucking nigger fucking little midget bitch.
Yo.
Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, but no. Like, no disrespect, because fucking he knows how to fucking rap.
He is from the Ghetto Boys.
He is. Like. He's fucking amazing, and I love the fucking Ghetto Boys. But the thing was that I could not fucking bring myself to fucking cap on him. I cannot do that. I cannot, because, you know why? Because I respected him so fucking much that I couldn't fucking, like, cap on him like that. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. That's really what happened. That really happened to fucking me. That really fucking happened.
So did Kelly actually go and hang out with Bushwick Bill and, like, rap with him on stage? Is that true?
Yeah, we all did, yeah.
Oh, man, that's fucking awesome.
It was pretty cool, actually, yeah. Decisions made. Lifestyle. And I remember that female rush. This rap crew that I was talking about. Foxy Autopsy.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, there was a chick called Coco. She was white. And a chick called Beige, which doesn't make any sense because Beige is lighter than Coco, even though she was darker than her. Anyways, we don't want to talk about that right now. You know what? I'm fucked up right now.
Keep going, man. That sounds like a funny story.
Okay, so, like, Beige and Coco, they were in a rap crew called Foxy Autopsy. Two girls, right? We went up one of our first fucking, like, ever tours where we went to go rap as 8-Bit. Like, we went with them, and it was fucking awesome.
You had a great time.
This white chick, the Coco, which wasn't lighter than, darker than the beige or the whatever. Anyways, she fucking, she hung out in the bathroom with Bushwick Bill for about 4 motherfucking hours. So you know that song that I got where I'm like, I'm busting like the Kool-Aid Man. You know that song? That's talking about her and busting in like the Kool-Aid man into the bathroom where they were doing who knows what with who knows who and who knows where.
What do you think,
gosh,
if you had to choose like multiple choice what they were doing in the bathroom, would it be A, she was giving him a blowjob?
I think A. Okay, wait, what are my other options? Okay, wait.
Two, doing coke.
Am I like Robin right now, you know, in the whole scenario? Like, you're Howard Stern and I'm Robin? Like,
I don't know.
Robin, what's her name? Running through their
veins, silk shirts. Oh, this fucking song is good, though. Hair always fresh, eel skin boots, large hearts.
Though the sizes vary, bank rolls to take, two pockets to carry. Are we doing the iPod right now? iPod. What is it called? Casting.
Podcast.
Pod.
Very well, much. We can stop.
Podding cast, I see.
Yeah. Unless you got any more stories.
Let me hit that.
Because I'm going to edit the shit out of this anyway.
What a weed it. Let me hit that. What a weed it. Let me hit that. I wanna get that. What a weed it. Let me hit that. I wanna get that.
Wait. Hot as a flame, the shake ya, break ya, you won't let a name. Gangsters to the max. I was singing. Girl, drive Ferrari, I didn't mean Cadillac. Anything by respect the is the man and most men don't understand until they peep the huge bank that these girls have landed there. Junkies are fun, love life on the run. How if things get hot, they will pull a gun. Prey on the lame, no shame to the game. They all seek power, fuck the fame. The high rollers.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to talk about the motherfucking radio stations. Why they don't play, man? Know what I'm saying? Yo, B, check this out. Now radio stations probably won't play this record because of the things I say.
Do you have any Bismarcky? Or any, what about some Stoop? Ain't no fun if domes can't have none. But sometimes hurts behind anything. What about that? Hard time lurks in jail, not your only problem. Or what about Lottie Dottie? We likes to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the niggas who on the mic. And when we rock the fuck in the mic, we rock the mic, right?
Right.
Like all the y'all keep it young in here.
High rollers.
Ha, 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 ha. I just fit in like a fucking, like a chameleon, you know what I'm saying? Babe, can you hear me on the microphone, in your earphones?
I can.
Okay, just checking. Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Am I annoying or what?
No, I just want to keep drinking fucking Jim Beam.
Me too. Where's the Jim Beam at?
Right here in my flask.
Oh, what the fuck? Okay, let's talk about Wally George.
Oh, damn.
Does anybody remember Wally George? Come on. I'm going to have a fucking Jim Beam fucking flask shot to fucking Wally George, right?
I don't know who Wally George is. Explain.
Oh, what? He didn't grow up here.
Nope.
He was some, like, trippy fucking... crazy hardcore Reagan fanatic that had this fucking TV show on Channel 56 like way back in the days when we were kids.
That was like the public access channel?
Pretty much, sort of speak, yeah. And like this motherfucker was all crazy. Like, he was a fool, dude. He'd always have like just, I don't know, he was kind of stupid, but I don't know, I still dug him.
Let's talk about Request Video.
KDOC
Request Video.
Hey, what was that one channel that was here in L.A. that was a famous channel for playing, like, fucking alternative movies and some kind of weird shit?
Request Video.
Was that it?
Or was it, what was that show? Fright Night or what was it called? America? Yeah, KDOC, Channel 56. I won tickets. Check this shit out.
Okay.
I have another story. I'm full of fucking stories.
That's good. Yes. Okay. Stories are good.
So, I have a story about one day on KDOC Channel 56, they're giving away Lou Reed tickets. And that same day, believe it or not, it was in cahoots with the Rodney King beating.
Oh, fuck.
And so I won tickets and went to the Greek, or where I think it was the Greek, the one that's on the observatory or whatever. Excuse me, sorry. I can't see. What time is it? Am I talking too much?
Oh, shit.
Baby, give me a cigarette.
No, you can park
please.
In my lot. So, I'm gonna go let him change his parking.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll talk about some stuff on the radio.
Okay, talk about some shit and get
Wait, can we change a song though?
What do you want? Tell me what to play.
No, I'm not into this.
Tell me what to play.
What?
Makes you wanna have the other half die. Other half die.
Let's play some Black Sabbath. Or let's play some older. Let's play some rap. Let's play some rap.
What? You gotta tell me what?
Let's talk. I got a little story about this chick right here. To that shit.
Realm of the queen, you know the routine. The flies of the moles on the scene, you know what I mean. I got a role, no other girl can portray. And if you want to describe me, this is what you say. Sexy, devastating, awesome, and precious. Some girls are fresh, but Shantae's the freshest. So what you
That's
know,
right, girl. The show, pay attention. She's one of the fucking best rappers ever. Fucking motherfucking shit.